Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost. If you're a fan of the strange but true happening in our world and the dark and mysterious goings-on, then you are in the right place. Lemuria. Lemurians. Have you guys heard of this place and these people? Lemuria is the fabled lost continent that actually turned out to be a real thing, kind of. For decades, scientists have been offering crazy theories about this continent that has somehow been lost, called Lemuria, in the Indian Ocean. However, in 2013, scientists actually did find some evidence. Now, to get our head around all of this, let's clear our brains of the things that we know about, like plate tectonics, evolution, and the study of DNA even, just for a minute. Back in the mid-1800s, there were scientists working from very little evidence, but deciding that there must have been a lost continent in the Indian Ocean, and they called it Lemuria. On this supposed lost continent, some even believed that there once was a race that was specific to that, now extinct, but they were called Lemurians. They had four arms and enormous bodies, but nevertheless, it's said that they are the ancestors of us, modern-day humans. And as absurd as this all sounds, the idea went wild for a time in popular culture and some corners even in the scientific community. Of course, modern science has long since debunked any idea of Lemuria altogether. However, in 2013, geologists, they come to discover evidence of a lost continent precisely where Lemuria was said to have existed. And then all the old theories, well, they all start up once again. Lemuria theories first became popular way back in 1864 when a British lawyer and zoologist named Philip wrote a paper titled The Mammals of Madagascar. Isn't that a movie? And had it published in the Quarterly Journal of Science. This guy believed that there were many more species of lemur in the Madagascar area than there were in either Africa or India, thus claiming that Madagascar was the animal's origin homeland. Moreover, he proposed that what had allowed lemurs to first migrate to India and Africa in the first place from Madagascar long ago was this now lost landmass that was stretched across the southern Indian Ocean in a triangular shape. The continent of Lemuria, this guy suggests, touched India's southern point, southern Africa, and western Australia even, and eventually then sunk into the ocean floor. This theory came at a time when the science of evolution was in its infancy. Notions of continental drift weren't even widely accepted back then, and many prominent scientists were using land bridge theories to explain how various animals once migrated from one place to another. And this makes sense, right? And his theory gained some traction. So soon, other scientists that were notable and authors took the Lemuria theory and they ran with it. So later in the 1860s, German biologist Ernst Haeckel began publishing a work that Lemuria was what allowed humans to first migrate out of Asia, believed by some at the time to be the birthplace of all humanity. They moved into Africa. Haeckel even suggests that Lemuria may have been the very cradle of humankind itself. And in his words, he says, the probable primeval home, or paradise, which is what Lemuria translates to, is here assumed to be Lemuria, a tropical continent at present lying below the level of the Indian Ocean, the former existence of which the tertiary period seems very probable from numerous facts in animal and vegetable geography. Well, that sounds very important. With help from Haeckel, Lemuria theories persisted throughout the 1800s and into the early 1900s. This was before modern science discovered ancient human remains in Africa, and these suggested that that continent was actually the cradle of humankind. This was also before modern seismologists understood how plate tectonics moved in, and the once connected continents were able to move away from each other into their present forms. Without such knowledge, many continued, though, to embrace the notion of Lemuria, especially after Russian occultist, medium, and author Miss Elena published The Secret Doctrine in 1888. Now, this book proposed the idea that there were once seven ancient races of humanity and that Lemuria had been the home to one of them. This 15-foot-tall, four-armed, hermaphroditic race flourished alongside the dinosaurs. And theories like this gain legs over time with interest. And it's been said that these Lumerians evolved into the lemurs we have today. Yes, saying they still exist now. Well, afterward, after all of this hype, Lemuria understandably found its way into, of course, novels, books, comic books, well into the 1940s. Many people saw these works of fiction and wondered where authors and filmmakers got these ideas. Well, they got their ideas from scientists and writers that were talking about this about 75 years earlier. Now, you fast forward to 2013, and any scientific theories of a lost continent and a land bridge responsible for the migration of lemurs is gone. However, pop in the geologists. They now have discovered traces of a lost continent in the Indian Ocean. Scientists even found fragments of granite in the ocean south of India along the shelf that extends hundreds of miles south of the country. And what is south is a place called Mauritius. Geologists found Zikron despite the fact that the island only came into being 2 million years ago when, thanks to plate tectonics and volcanoes, it slowly rose out of the Indian Ocean as a small landmass. However, the zircon they found there dated 3 billion years ago, eons before the island had even formed. What this means, says some scientists, it's their theory, that was that zircon coming from an older landmass that had sunk a long time ago into the Indian Ocean? The story about Lemuria was true, almost. Rather than call this discovery Lemuria, geologists decided to propose this was a lost continent called Mauritia. Based on plate tectonics and geological data, Mauritia disappeared into the Indian Ocean as well. This is around 84 million years ago, with this region of Earth still turning into the shape that it holds today. And while this generally lines up with what scientists had claimed before, the new evidence puts the notion of an ancient race, those being the Lemurians, that evolved into lemurs to rest. So it goes, Mauritia disappeared 84 million years ago, but lemurs didn't evolve on Madagascar until about 54 million years ago, when they swarmed the island from the mainland of Africa. And I don't know about you guys, but when I think of history in this way, a lot of people are moving around. There's new kinds of people sprouting up all over the place. The earth is moving. Yet in our lives today, we don't see any of that happening. So I guess, are the human discoveries done? Just something to think about. Well, nevertheless, on this, some scientists of the mid-1800s were partially right, okay, about the Lemuria place, despite their limited knowledge. A lost continent, they say now, didn't suddenly sink into the ocean and vanish without a trace. But moreover, something was there that is now gone, and maybe something else brought some of it back to life. These theories and views are out there, and it's up to us for ourselves to decide the ones that we have interest in and that we believe. Let me know what you think. And thank you for listening, and until next time, I will talk to you all soon.